You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, did you hear Hillbilly Horror Stories is doing an episode all about UFOs and aliens?
They'll probably stop in 2 weeks.
You're probably right. You are listening to HHS UF Only, a Hillbilly Horror Stories bonus episode.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 10 of UF Only.
Yeah.
10 weeks that we've been doing this.
10 weeks.
It's already 5 times longer than I thought it would be. Freddie, stop. Freddie's trying to make UFO sounds in the background as he climbs upside down on the futon. What's up with that?
He's such a funny cat.
He's scared of the new clown thing that we got.
Yeah, he's very scared of it.
Especially when I was just carrying the head around.
Oh, my God.
You think they jump at cucumbers.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
Did we try that on him?
Yeah, but it didn't work.
It didn't work? No.
So believe it or not, Indiana was a hot spot of sightings in the early part of the 20th century. So we're going to discuss an amazing encounter from 1909. And this encounter took place in LaPorte, Indiana. LaPorte is in the northern part of Indiana, kind of closer to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And the Great Lakes up there. All right, it's October 1909. Reverend Ruth Smith and some members of her church were riding in a horse-drawn wagon enjoying the countryside.
Sounds lovely.
It was one night after church. It was about 10:30. They're just out cruising.
Oh, like at night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I guess they had like a nighttime service.
Service, mm-hmm.
So they're out cruising. Like I said, it's about 10:30. All of a sudden, a blinding light appears, and it spooks the horses. So Reverend Ruth, she looks up, and she spots an object at about 45 degrees of elevation, and she sees that that's what's responsible for these lights.
Okay.
She described the object as looking like two inverted bowls separated in the middle by a row of lights.
Bowls?
Bowls. So if you think about that, you take the two bowls and kind of put them on top and then put a row of lights in the middle. That's kind of the classic flying saucer type look.
I got it now.
She said that the lights that were scanning throughout the countryside there were being omitted from this object. She said the lights were brighter than the brightest floodlights she had ever seen.
Wow.
Reverend Ruth also said...
Did they have floodlights back in that day?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing when I read it. But, but I guess once they had electricity and light bulbs, it
they
was just a
went
common...
went for it, right? You know.
So Reverend Ruth also said that the object had a halo-type ring of light that surrounded it. So I'm trying to picture that. It's almost like Saturn or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I was going to say that when I couldn't think of it. It was Uranus or Saturn.
Of course it was Uranus. Several minutes after this craft came into view, it slowly started to move toward the carriage. So they're there. They spot it. They see all these lights. She fights through the blindingness of the light, which you're not supposed to do. Like looking into the sun.
Yeah.
And she sees the object, gets a good look at it, and then it starts coming towards them.
Did the horses freak out and run?
I don't know, but needless to say, everyone on the carriage was kind of freaked out.
Oh my gosh, I would be too.
Wagon, I guess I should say. I said carriage, but I think it's a wagon. Now it's 10:45, so it's been about 15 minutes since this thing first came into sight. The object's lights just turn off, like turning off a lamp. It went from being bright and spotlights to just dark. Boom. Yeah. And so what makes this story so credible is the description of its arrival and its departure. Because oftentimes, witnesses of UFOs, especially a rash of sightings that happened in Gulf Breeze, Florida, report that the crafts sort of blink off and blink on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened here, back even before those had taken place.
I wonder if they did this.
Now, they're not insinuating that these crafts fly and left at some tremendous speed. What they're saying is it's more like these objects materialized and dematerialized at will, such like, you know, on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Where they
like
would
beam
just
beam me up.
Right. So that's what they're saying they think happened here. 110 years later, we still don't have the ability to do this with our aircraft. So that makes it even a bigger deal. Because you would think by now we would have that kind of technology, but we don't. With that being said, that may mean that maybe these crafts are interdimensional and not from another planet.
So interesting.
That's what Ninja was just trying to reiterate.
Yeah.
But I can't go with what he says.
Because I know. He exaggerates things.
He watches way too much of that alien guy on A&E.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's his answer to everything. You want something to eat? It's aliens.
Yep.
So, Tracy, what do you think about the possibility that UFOs are maybe from a different dimension and, you know, a different plane, so to speak, and not necessarily from another planet? And so, like, in this case, they say that they just materialize basically out of thin air and then dematerialize. Do you think that's a possibility?
I do think it's a possibility. And I'm also amazed that these things have been showing up since back in, God, what'd you say?
This was 1909.
1909. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I don't know.
But there's paintings that go back hundreds and hundreds of years that depict craft up in the sky way before there were ever planes or anything like that. There are basically hieroglyphics in Egypt that show craft in sky that look a lot like flying saucer type, and as well as depictions, cave drawings and stuff like that that show. So, I mean,
that is crazy. I mean, so I don't understand then what are they? Do they not know what they're looking for after all these billions of years or whatever?
Who knows?
Why are they still around? Why are they still interested?
There are people out there that will say that we are not God's creations. We are the creations of
aliens.
Aliens. That's where we came from. So it could very well, you know.
What, they just coming back for like a family reunion?
Something
what?
Like that. They got their little t-shirts on that say... So Uranus.
And that's amazing. I don't know what to say about that. That's, I mean, I guess that's something to think about, but.
Yeah. So who knows? Anyways, that's this episode. Thanks so much for listening. We've made it 10 weeks. Yay.
Yay.
10-week anniversary. Should have got a cake or something.
I should have.
We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Love y'all.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.